This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah's help and we seek Allah's forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil that is within our souls and from the evil that results from our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall be led astray. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be led astray, then none shall bring them back to the straight path. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is his final messenger. A famous companion by the name of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari was one time sitting in the masjid and he was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through supplication, through dhikr, saying, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, words of supplication, words of praise. So a man came into the masjid and sat next to him. And then they continued in this state for a while. They didn't really say anything. Then after some time, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari looked at this person and it would appear that they know one another. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, he looked at him and he said, "Imla al-khayri ala khayr alaysa khayran." Speaking good, basically good upon good, isn't that good? Basically, to say what is good, isn't that a good thing? Qultu bala. So the man responded, he says, of course, indeed, that is correct. To say what is good, and adding upon that, that is goodness indeed. Then he continued back, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he didn't say anything more after that. Sometime later, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari turned to his friend next to him and he said, وَالسُّكُوتُ خَيْرٌ مِنْ إِمْلَاءِ الشَّرِّ أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. Isn't silence better than evil speech? So this friend said, of course, indeed. Then Abu Dharr continued, he said, وَجَلِيسُ الصَّالِحِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْوَحْدَ أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. And isn't sitting with a righteous person better than sitting by yourself alone? So this man said, of course. And then Abu Dharr, he completed and he said, وَالْوَحْدَةُ خَيْرٌ مِنْ جَلِيسِ السُّوءِ أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. And yet, being alone by yourself is always better than being with someone that's evil. And the man said, of course. Brothers and sisters, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari was one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was given these words of advice on the importance of staying quiet and staying silent whenever needed. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, the famous companion of the Prophet sallam, was once told by the Prophet sallam, in which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Abu Dharr, shall I tell you something that is easy to do, but it is extremely heavy on the scales of the Day of Judgment?" And the Abu Dharr al-Ghifari said, "Indeed, tell me, O Messenger of Allah." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, one of those things was to stay quiet and to be silent. According to researchers, brothers and sisters, there is this false notion that has been spreading around across all cultures since the beginning of time. There is this assumption, a gender stereotype, that women speak more than men, and men obviously speak less than women. But after careful research, professors and psychologists, after surveying groups of people and putting recorders that would turn on at specific intervals and record people of both genders, they discovered that women did not speak exponentially more than men, in fact. In fact, men and women spoke about the same number of words. Maybe sometimes the women would speak maybe by 1,000 words more, but it was quite negligible. This idea, this virtue of silence and not speaking too much is one of the characteristics of the prophets of the past. Whenever the evildoers would try to challenge the prophets and the messengers and they would spout off a lot of filth from their mouth, you would find that the prophets and the messengers, they didn't always respond, because not every claim or any statement requires a response. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known to be given the element or the beauty of fasaha, of having clear and eloquent speech. But it was not just having eloquent speech, but it was jawami' al-kalam, the idea of being concise and succinct. So the Prophet ﷺ was able to convey a lot of meaning in just a few words. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that every person, whatever they utter, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ, whatever word that they utter, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, except that there is an observer, in other words, an angel, and the second characteristic is عَتِيد, and that they are prepared to write down what the person is saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in the Quran, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, and indeed over you there are keepers, they are noble, kiraman ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are noble in the eyes of Allah, katibin, writing, the angels that write down what we say, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, and they know what you do. Brothers and sisters, to speak is to be is a characteristic of humans, that we are social creatures. We want to talk, express our ideas. However, how much of those ideas that come from our minds and from our tongues are those actual of benefit? And if you think deeply on the difference between our state in this world and in the next life, you find that one of the characteristics of the people of Jannah is that paradise is very quiet. What does Allah say in the Quran about the people of Jannah? لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. The people of paradise will not hear لغو. And لغو is a general word that refers to idle talk at the least, or lascivious and ill speech, bad speech, filthy speech, bad words, whatever. وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا, and they will also not hear any sort of speech that brings about sin, such as backbiting, gossiping, talking about other people. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Ibn Abd al-Barr was one of the famous scholars of the past, and he explained the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him speak what is good or to stay silent. And Ibn Abd al-Barr, rahimahullah, he explained the concept of فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, to speak what is good. He said, when you say something good, obviously, that is like a prize that you win. To say something that is beneficial, at the right time, of the right delivery, أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ, or to stay silent, he characterized that as safety, caution, to protect yourself from any sort of sin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, in look at these three words that the Prophet sallam said, man samata naja, whoever is silent is indeed saved. Look, the Prophet sallam only used three words, and we had to use about 8 to 9 words to convey these three words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Staying silent is not always advised. In fact, staying silent can be prohibited, especially during times when falsehood pervades and it abounds. Then if you see something that is wrong, when you see something that is evil, it is important for you to speak up. Unfortunately, we are living in a time where we tend to judge other people because they're not as social as us. We see someone being quiet, we think, maybe antisocial, maybe someone on the spectrum. And we come up with all of these different accusations just because someone is quiet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Finally, brothers and sisters, to encourage one another on the importance of silence and the beauty of silence, I want to share with you three things very quickly. It is not required to respond to everything out there, especially right now on social media. You see all this filth and foolishness that is all over social media and over the news. It is not required for every single one of us to give a response. Umar ibn al-Khattab, one time he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has servants that he places among the creation. And they destroy falsehood by ignoring it. Especially if it's something not worth their time, you can destroy falsehood by completely ignoring it. Another element, brothers and sisters, is to have a taghaful. And that is to be slightly unaware of what's going on. If you are the kind of husband that is at home looking at every single thing and what everyone is doing and what they're saying, and then you have to make a comment about it, you're not going to be silent. You're always going to be commenting on many, many things. And finally, brothers and sisters, to help yourself to being silent, it is by not digging up on other people's business. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not go after the secrets of your brother, for that is indeed forbidden. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب أقم الصلاة